Good evening.
Good evening.
I'd like to welcome everyone to the Simple Actions Group of Alcoholics Anonymous. My name is David, and I am an alcoholic.
Hi, David.
Hello, David.
Housekeeping, we will only be recording and publishing the audio portion of this meeting. You can sign up for email or listen to previously recorded meetings on our website, simpleactions.net. For those who care to join us, let's open the meeting with a moment of silence to do with as you wish, followed by the serenity prayer.
Grant me the serenity to accept the things that cannot change, the courage to change the things that can, and the wisdom to know.
The Simple Actions Group wishes to extend a warm welcome to all in attendance today. These premises are non-smoking. Our group is welcome to use this room and the restrooms exclusively. Newcomers, is there anyone here in their first 30 days of sobriety? We would just like to welcome you by first name. On Zoom, you can raise your hand and somebody will chat with you. Anybody in their first 30 days?
Hey, John.
John.
Welcome.
Welcome, brother. What are you?
Hey, Danny.
Hey, Danny. Welcome.
Danny, welcome. Welcome. Glad you all are here. All right. At this time, please silence your cell phones. Also, we respectfully ask those present to please refrain from unnecessary moving around the room. This will keep distractions and disturbances to a minimum and allow everyone to listen uninterrupted. This group practices the spiritual foundations of anonymity, singleness of purpose, and effective sponsorship. As a group, we believe that the book Alcoholics Anonymous provides alcoholics with a set of clear directions on precisely how to recover from the illness of alcoholism based on simple action. It is the purpose of this meeting to carry that clear message and to focus on precisely how to recover from the illness of alcoholism by taking AA's simple actions. The AA preamble says, Alcoholics Anonymous is a fellowship of men and women who share their experience, strength, and hope with each other that they may solve their common problem and help others to recover from alcoholism. The only requirement for membership is a desire to stop drinking. There are no dues or fees for AA membership. We are self-supporting through our own contribution. AA is not allied with any sect, denomination, politics, organization, or institution, does not wish to engage in any controversy, neither endorses nor opposes any causes. Our primary purpose is to stay sober and help other alcoholics to achieve sobriety. So the format of this meeting is an open big book step study. As a group, we recognize the power of one alcoholic identifying with another alcoholic, sharing their experience, strength, and hope from the book Alcoholics Anonymous. We encourage you to engage in conversation and ask questions after the meeting pertaining to the step discussed tonight. So this evening, we are discussing step three. Please help me welcome our lovely panel, Iran and Leslie.
That's fantastic. Yeah.
My favorite people. All my favorite people are here. So I'm not going to read you to death, but actually it is a short paragraph. So I'm going to read, and Leslie, it's lady's choice. So you can either share first or throw Iran under the bus as you see fit after the reading.
You see fit. Wait a minute.
It's not up to you.
I noticed. Okay.
So step three says, made a decision to turn our will and our lives over to the care of God as we understood him. We're going to start off tonight on page 60. Our description of the alcoholic, the chapter to the agnostic, and our personal adventures before and after make clear three pertinent ideas. A, that we were alcoholic and could not manage our own lives. B, that probably no human power could have relieved our alcoholism. And C, that God could and would if he were sought.
You good? Okay.
Yeah, we're done.
All right. Good talk.
On you now.
Good talk.
Okay. Good talk. He went first last time, so I'll go. I'm Leslie. I'm an alcoholic.
Hey, Leslie.
Hi, Leslie.
Hello. My sobriety date is May 31st, 2008. Don't tell my home group, but I'm going to look for a new home group. so I'm shopping right now. And I have a sponsor. I've been through the steps. I've taken people through the steps to the best of my ability. And I'm sponsoring a couple ladies right now. And it is just like the joy of my life. That was in my gratitude list the other day. And I actually meant it. So I'm really grateful to be here tonight and just like get out of my way. You know, I've probably been worried about myself for a few days. So it's nice to be asked to do something. And you know what's crazy is I remember the first time I was ever asked to do something in Alcoholics Anonymous, and it was to speak. like tell my story, but they were, I was like 4 months and a day sober. They were like, "Hey, you come speak." I was like, "All right, let me ask my sponsor." And then they were like, "You'll split the time with someone else who's new." And I was like, "Oh, that doesn't sound that bad." She didn't show up that night. And I remember thinking like, I probably should go back out and drink again. My story needs a little flair, you know, legit, real thought. And like my heart's pounding now, but it's for a different reason. Like I just used to think I had nothing to offer Alcoholics Anonymous when I first got here. And now when I get asked, I don't do that. Let me ask my, you know, it's like, oh, that's kind of cool. Maybe I'm not like the tornado like I think I am at times, you know, maybe I do have something to offer, you know, and that I probably won't now that I've said that, but so now I'll pass. But you know, Alcoholics Anonymous has given me a lot of things, you know, and one of them is to like see myself completely different, you know, and that's a real gift, and I've got that from taking the steps. And now I should just pass, but with what he read, all I came up with was I remember, you know, ABC, 1, 2, 3, I can't, he can, so I think I'll let him. And with that, I will pass.
Thank you for sharing.
Yeah.
My name is Ariane. I'm a real alcoholic. My sobriety date is February 27, 2009. I do have a sponsor, and I allow him to sponsor me when I'm sponsorable. If I allow myself to be sponsorable, I tend to do that. And I do sponsor other men and women in the program of Alcoholics Anonymous. I try to stay active in a program that changed and saved my life. And it was because I do have that same feeling. Not good enough. Oh, I have something. I've done something. Okay, let's go do that. And then really what I get out of the moment is I get to, like, I've learned. I came to Alcoholics and I'm a bum who pissed, can't stop. That'll constantly get me drunk. And I ended up coming to Alcoholics Anonymous trying to figure out how to, you know, just not drink without having God in my life, because that was really the truth. Like, I don't want God. Who wants God? Why is it God? I don't want to deal with God. What I want to do is figure this out without God and without staying here in Alcoholics Anonymous for more than, you know, like months, right? But what happened was I tried that on my own. I did the 8 steps of Alcoholics Anonymous, and that got me, that was the worst time of my life. I tried to kill myself, and so I came back to Virginia. And what I brought to the table to that was I took a bunch of pills in Richmond, ended up in a hospital in Hampton, called my mom, and I hadn't talked to her in a long, just like, hey, and she's like, are you in Virginia? And I'm like, yes. And I tried to kill myself, and can I stay with you? Because that's the manageable things that I bring to my life, right? And then my mom, you know, like, it was funny, I came in here and I was on the phone with my aunt, who's like talking about her birthday party, and like she's asking me all these questions, and I've been spending some time with my aunt. These people have seen me like cuckoo for cocoa puffs, you know, and they're like actually having one with me and want me around. And I was a guy when I got here who loved myself, and I loved myself so much that, I came and I did, you know, I decided to do all 12 steps, and after doing, I got the freedom I was looking for, right? It's like, I love this thing versus that, you know, the manageability relies, probably no human power could have relieved our alcoholism. And I mean, I really tried a human power for a long time. I tried men, I tried cars, I tried houses, I tried elephants. I still have an elephant fetish. But anyway, it's a long story. It's about collecting them, nothing weird. Anyway, I try a lot. It could, I don't know, it's me, you never know. Anyway, so you gotta tell them. All right, but I have a lot of different things that I spend time trying to get outside of myself with, right? And then in those things, I've discovered that none of those things actually changed me, you know, or how I live. I remember, like, I walked around Alcoholics Anonymous with my head held down, and I could only answer yes, no, and maybe to people when I came around. And that looked like, because if you made me laugh, I was going to get drunk. If you made me cry, I was going to get drunk. I liked you. You know what I mean? Like, and that's what I came to Alcoholics Anonymous with. And then I realized, like, I can't do this on my own. I have to do what you guys got to do. And I have to go, God could and would if you were sought. I don't know what that means. And I always live that the third step is like, made a decision to turn my will and my life and care over the, you know, care of God, right? I wish it would just be like, made a decision to have a relationship. Do you know, I could, that I can get on board with, right? But it's like the complication of words, because I like, if it doesn't sound the way I want it to sound, I don't. That's the thing about Alcoholics Anonymous for me, is I'm a guy that I don't want to do Alcoholics Anonymous because it's not my idea. And second of all, if you made the words a little complicated where I got to define, what does decision mean? I don't know. You know, define words, I don't want to do it. But I had to be at the spot in my life where I was absolutely and utterly, there was no way out. There was no more idea. There was only one way that I knew that I wanted to promise. And that is the beginning of that God could, and I'll do it.
Thank you. All right, we're going to continue on page 60.
Were we just there?
Yes.
Okay.
Being convinced, we were at step 3, which is that we decided to turn our will and our life over to the care of God as we understood him. Just what do we mean by that? And just what do we do? The first requirement is that we be convinced that any life run on self-will can hardly be a success. On that basis, we are almost always in collision with something or somebody, even though our motives are good. Most people try to live by self-propulsion. Each person is like an actor who wants to run the whole show, is forever trying to arrange the lights, the ballet, the scenery, and the rest of the players in his own way. If his arrangements would only stay put, if only people would do as he wished, the show would be great. Everybody, including himself, would be pleased. Life would be boring. In trying to make these arrangements, our actor may sometimes be quite virtuous. He may be kind, considerate, patient, generous, even modest and self-sacrificing. On the other hand, he may be mean, egotistical, selfish, and dishonest. But as with most humans, he is more likely to have varied traits.
Life would be lovely and wonderful. If only, that part really, if only people would do as I wished, you know, if only I could control my drinking, I wouldn't feel like crap. You know, if only, man, I'm so grateful that my first set of sponsors when I got here, so I'll tell you what, I got here and it's not where I wanted to land. You know, this is where, like, I was pushed to, like, hey, here's AA Avenue. Maybe you should try that. You know, and I was like, all right, I'll take a stroll. And and you guys needed me where I was from. And honestly, I physically felt better. You know, I went to treatment for however many days and I got out and I'm like, I have arrived. I feel better finally. It's been a long time since I have not felt bad about myself in the morning and just about life and like everything. Like the impending doom had been lifted just enough, you know, and they suggested I go to AA and I was like, well, okay, fine. You know, and I remember the first night I ever hung out after a meeting. If you're new, this is when they get you.
Yes.
I was hanging out after the meeting, complaining about it. If you're new, yeah, I love doing that. I was complaining about sponsorship because I didn't understand that was the topic of the meeting. I didn't understand that what we're doing. The girl next to me, she goes, I'll be your sponsor. And I went, oh, okay. And I left. I started walking away. She's like, call me at 11. I was like, okay, fine. And I did it. You know, I had like this much willingness when I got here, you know, like for some reason, like the mustard seed had been planted when I was 21 and had to come get that paper signed. You know, I was just scared enough, but like wasn't ready, you know, and then did some practice. And this is where I landed, you know, 3-4 years later. And I'm just grateful those first sets of none of them, actually, they've never asked me, like, how willing are you? Because I'd be like, not like this, you know, I'm here. I'd have some stupid reply, you know, because I didn't think I was an alcoholic and that was okay. I had a desire to feel better, real grateful no one asked me, like, do you want to quit drinking? And I'd be like, do you want a real answer? Like, because, I mean, I just didn't know. I honestly did not know what I wanted when I got here. I wanted to feel better, you know, that's it. And like, I wanted to be able to look myself in the eye. I didn't know that, you know, I wanted to be able to look in the mirror, you know, and just not hate myself. Like, that's what I really wanted when I got here. And when I got to step 3, I was not convinced at all. I'm glad they didn't ask me that question. You know, I'm glad I wasn't asked a lot of questions, or I just wasn't paying attention, you know, to like answer. I don't know. But I remember, you know, when I got to step 3, y'all have all heard this story. You're welcome. Here it comes again. I was in my sponsor's house in a doorway and we were talking about step 3. And she was like, it's just a decision. Like, she got hype because I was just like, well, I don't know, you know. And she, it's just a decision. I said, okay, fine then. I've made it. And she goes, get out of my house. And I was like, oh, she means that. I'll go. You know, I was like, oh, you know. And that's one of those moments where I realize it now, looking back, like I was just screwing around, you know. And those ladies were like lovely enough to give me like love and tolerance, but they weren't going to waste their time with me. You know, and I'm grateful for that because they would have missed opportunities with other people, you know. And like, if I didn't know, I didn't know, you know, but I finally got to the point, like I was finally convinced I was an alcoholic because I woke up in my own vomit after being in AA for like a year and a half. You know, I finally felt like I was an alcoholic. You know, that's what I needed. It wasn't the consequences. It wasn't this. It wasn't that. It was always how I felt. You know, that's what like rules me, is like the inside. You know, it's not the outside stuff. I can deal with consequences. I really can, you know, but it's like stupid feelings, you know, that's what gets me. That's what like is my motivator. Pain is still my motivator today, you know, and I love step three. I absolutely do, you know, because I feel like this is what gave me my membership card. Like I had switched sponsors. Really, I just got my grand sponsor, you know, like because I needed a friend in Alcoholics Anonymous. That girl who kicked me out of her house, she was just my bud, you know, and that's what I needed. And then this other lady started sponsoring me, and we get to step three. And I was like, excuse me, sponsor, I don't understand. You know, I was really impressed. I asked a question. Like, I don't understand. She's like, what do you mean? I was like, this is confusing. My will and my life, what you talking about? Mm-hmm. You know, like, I do not get it. And she goes, all right. Like, she was ready. She was like, oh, finally, she might be getting serious. You know, I went back out after that. At this moment, I meant it, you know. Like, and she's like, can you just look at it as your thoughts and your actions? And like, the light bulb went off. I was like, oh my God, that's exactly what I need to turn over every day. Because it's my thoughts that I just sit there and play with all the time, you know? And eventually, if that's all I'm thinking about, I'm going to eventually do it. You know, just like with drinking. I get that thought and I had no tools, you know? I'm going to play with it. And I'm not going to admit it to you guys because I'm ashamed, you know? But I've come to realize, like, I am an alcoholic and I'm really good at it. And I'm real good, you know? And when people go back out, I'm like, hey, stop kicking yourself in your ass because that's what we do. You know, you don't have to, but like, it's like, I'm not surprised, you know. I don't know if some of you guys are, but I'm not surprised when it happens, you know. And like, it's truly epically sad to me. I've seen that more than I have than people coming back. And like that, like, oh my God, that just like hurts my soul, you know, because still, like, why do I get it and they don't, you know? That's kind of like questions I don't even need to worry about anymore. Like analysis paralysis, no thank you. But like when she told me, like, turn your thoughts and your actions over, I was like, yeah, I can do this, you know? And like, I did not identify with this actor thing for a very long time, you know, but I can see it now. Like, ooh, I liked all my stuff right here, because if it was right here, I could go there and yep, and then I'm gonna get what I want. Those are like the only people I really have in my life. You know, it's, I mean, it's funny, it's not funny, I don't know. But I legit have two friends from my drinking day, but they knew me from fourth grade and from seventh grade. You know, those are like my lifelong people. And then I've met more lifelong people in the couple years I've been coming around here. And like that connection that I have found in Alcoholics Anonymous, like I didn't know that's something I wanted and I needed in my life. Cause like, here we go. Here comes the family. I didn't fit in my family, you know? And I didn't, you know, I always just felt so outside of everything I was in, you know. But once I got here and once I finally accepted, like, oh, you weren't lying. Like, you haven't been lying at all, you know. And this flower really does smell good. That's a lie. But, you know, but no, like, nobody has, like, wanted anything from me except to be willing to just try, Leslie. Just try, you know, just come back tomorrow. You know, just keep coming back. And I'm like, well, okay, fine. You know, again, they need me. That my ego kept me sober for a hot minute, you know, and then it about killed me, you know, and sometimes it still can. But like, I'm grateful today. I know still that I need to turn my will and my life, my thoughts and my actions over to the loving God that I have found in Alcoholics Anonymous. Because once I finally realized I was an alcoholic, like, that's when I was able to like see the love that y'all were giving me. And like, that's like, here you go. You know, it's right here whenever you're ready. Whenever you're ready. We're not going to push it down your throat. And I'm so good, like, because I would have left, you know. And that first sponsor again, she told me once, she was like, we wanted to tell you to go drink so bad because we knew you needed it. She's like, but we were scared you weren't going to make it back. I'm like, good call. Good, like, that's all I had for it because I knew, you know, like, I shouldn't have made it back from that last one. You know, and the first time I went out and got drunk, I was just trying to prove AA wrong. You know, called my sponsor, went to a meeting, whatever the other rules are, you know. But you know what I didn't do that day? I didn't pray. I didn't pray at all. Like, you know what? I found that loving God, and like all I have to do is ask. And like, it was some lady told me that like a year later. I was so mad. Because I thought I proved AA wrong, but yeah, I didn't. Whatever. It didn't matter. My little like, you might be an alcoholic if you're trying to prove AA wrong for any reason. You know, if you're trying to prove you don't.
Yeah.
You know? So anyways, I'm grateful to that it's ingrained in me that I'm an alcoholic. You know, and it took punishment from myself, sadly, for me to learn that. You know? So if anybody's new in here debating, that's cool. You're in the right spot. But you don't have to go back out. I did that for you twice, you know? So just see you later. Keep coming back.
Thanks. Yeah. Thing that stuck out for me today was the line that says, any life run on self-will can hardly be. On that basis, we're almost always in collision with something or somebody, even though our motives are good. That is how I live, right? I'm a good angel. Why are you not doing what I say? You know what I mean? Like, I was like, go left. Why are you not going right? You son of an uncle. You know what I mean? Like, it's like, from zero to 1,000. I want to manage every little thing. And I had a problem with this director thing because I was an actor. And so I can't get on with this because I get to make my own choices as an actor, right? I get to make decisions. Only thing you need to tell me is when to come in and leave. How I'm going to say this is going to be important to me. Like, I fought everything in alcohol, like, to fight. And then one day, gosh, like, I remember I was like at this moment and I was like, what if I was a triangle, right? What if I was, get off the conductor, right? Get off the conductor. I don't know how to do an orchestra. Anybody, I'm like, I don't know how the sax plays with the piano and the violins. Step down, you don't know how to do it. What if you played the triangle? And when God pointed at you, ding, ding. Every time I went, ding, ding, ding. You know what I'm saying? But I mean, like, really, like, that's how simple I had to make it for myself. Like, how simple can it be? I just want to be pointed at and play the role. It's a lot easier because I make a lot of decisions in my head before I even spout them out. But I love that section. Like, I'm always in collision with someone. And I was just thinking, like, that I'm not going to think about that right now. I'm going to pass. Go ahead.
I was just imagining you standing up, ripping into a triangle solo.
Ding, 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 ding. Dinner.
Yeah, there we go. Next set.
I'm gonna get you one.
There's also one opening in this home group, by the way.
There is. Look at
you. Need a job.
We're gonna continue on page 62.
62?
62.
Heard.
Selfishness. You guys have heard this before.
Good.
Selfishness, self-centeredness, that we think is the root of our troubles, driven by 100 forms of fear, self-delusion, self-seeking, and self-pity. We step on the toes of our fellows and they retaliate. Sometimes they hurt us, seemingly without provocation, but we invariably find that at some point in the past, we have made decisions based on self, which later placed us in a position to be hurt. So our troubles, we think, are basically of our own making. They arise out of ourselves. And the alcoholic is an extreme example of self-will run riot, though he usually doesn't think so. Above everything, we alcoholics must be rid of this selfishness. We must, or it kills us. God makes that possible. And there often seems no way of entirely getting rid of self without his aid. Mm. Many of us had moral and philosophical convictions galore, but we could not live up to them, even though we would have liked to. Neither could we reduce our self-centeredness much by wishing or trying on our own power. We had to have God's blessing.
David, thank you. So our troubles, we think, well, let me start. The first time ever hearing this, selfishness and self-centeredness, this we think is the root of our troubles. I was like, no, it's not. I'm like, what are they talking about? And I was like, pay attention. Listen. Okay, I'm back. And then the next thing I heard is, so our troubles we think are basically of our own making. And I'm like, no, they're not. What are you talking about? Like, oh, just so resentful to this. I cannot wait till we get to the other side. That would be called the next page, you know? Because there is, if you're resentful at this right now, don't worry, there's hope coming down the pipe, baby. There's so much hope in here, you know? But I had to learn that my motives aren't always good. I had to first learn what motives was, you know? And like the things that drive me is just what I think I need, what I think I deserve, and just, yeah, that's it, basically. Just like what I want when I want it, you know? And that is self will run riot. Like, oh my God, I find myself so much in these pages, you know? I was driven by fear. I still can be driven by fear. Actually, I just get stuck in fear. I don't know what y'all do, but I'm like, ooh, I just kind of stay there for a little bit, you know? Or actually, I just say, I'm mad. I am mad. And once I'm able to like look further, I realize like, oh yeah, that's fear. This is what fear really looks like on me. You know, self-delusion, all about that fancy land. That's one of my favorite words in the big book. Dare you to go find it. And self-pity. I'm a real self-pity kind of girl, you know, but I'm grateful Alcoholics Anonymous has given me tools to get out of that self-pity today. God always puts people in my life when I don't want them, but when I really, really, truly need them. And like my life gets so much more fuller when there's more people in it, you know. God makes that possible. I love that, you know, and that's really what it's all about. Like, I cannot believe the girl I was when I got here trying to prove Alcoholics Anonymous wrong, you know, and I didn't want a God. I didn't. I was like, well, I'll just opt out of that one. You know, don't think I need that, you know, and really and truly, like, this is what it's all about. It's about my spiritual sickness. You know, I didn't realize that for a very long time. You know, I thought it was all about drinking. It's a little bit more than that I've come to learn, you know, and like the best thing for me that Alcoholics Anonymous has given me is the realization that I am alcoholic, but there is a solution for that. And like my solution is God, you know, and nobody forced God down my throat or anything like that. I'm sure people let me borrow this and theirs and, you know, and I was taught how to pray in here, you know, and that's really like those thoughts would go away. And then like, it was about repetitive action for me. And y'all have all heard this stupid story. I need some new stories, man. Like, but it's about my foundation. Like 1, 2, 3 never changes for me, you know? And I'm gonna tell you right now, like when my life gets lifey, like I always fall back on my foundation that I was given, you know? Like I hit my knees in the bathroom before any of this happened and before these guys took me in the other room and prayed for a direct message just for him. I was left out of that prayer, but that's okay. Yeah. He's the sick one out of
That's true.
I'm sorry. Yeah, I'll come back to that one.
Oh, God.
But like I had to be taught how to pray because I didn't believe in this God. And I didn't believe in it because like, if the kind of stuff, you know, that happened to me happened to you, you'd be, God didn't, yeah, all that stuff that we come up with, you know, that I first came up with, you know, is how I really want to be. But like, no, like, I truly believe, like, we've all been there, thought that, and that's what keeps us here, you know, and that's what we pass along. Like, it's the stories of hope. It's like how we connect, like, yep, we connect over those drunken logs. But like, when I see somebody, like that talks about an experience that I'm ashamed to talk about, I'm like, oh my God, they found a solution. They found like, you know, confidence or whatever it is on the other side of that. And like their God is what got them through that. like just recently, I am really learning how to trust my God. And in turn, I'm learning how to trust myself. That's huge, you know? And like, yeah, I learned how to trust myself when I was like 3 years sober, you know, with this and that. But now like it's on a bigger level. And like, ooh, my sobriety has evolved and so has my God right along with me, you know? And I'm so grateful for that. Like my God, I believe like has given me this confidence. And lately I've had multiple people like, you're so confident. And I'm like, am I? Not arrogant, you know, and they're like, no, you are a little bit, but you know, like I wish I had that kind of confidence. And I'm like, oh, okay. And I'm just like, huh, you know, like I know it's not me because I was not like that when I got here. I knew everybody's shoes just like I've heard, you know, I knew boring. She's straight up yawning at me. You know, but I know I get a strength in here from something that's bigger than me, you know, and it gives me confidence to show up when I am in that fear. And I cannot believe that. Like, that is something that was not told to me that I would be given if I just try, if I just take the steps, if I put those prayers on my wall. And eventually you're going to believe those, Leslie. You know, they didn't tell me that. They were like, can you just be willing to be willing? And I was like, oh, okay. You know, can you believe that I believe? And I'm like, oh my God, they believe in me. Like they think that'll work for me. That was huge for me when I was a few months sober. That was huge for me when I was 4 years sober going through something. And I'm like, they said they believed. I can do it. I can sit on my hands through this. You know, like when I want to drink today, it is completely out of left field. Yeah, I still want to drink every so often, you know? And it is the most like cunning, baffling thing. But the cool thing is like my God shows up no matter where I'm at. You know, usually I want to drink like in my car or something. I love a good road soda. I haven't forgot about them, you know? Yeah. Like, but again, I fall down on those foundations or fall back. I can fall down too. I can stumble. But like when the thought of a drink comes in my mind, I was given tools. All right, Leslie, what's your mantra? What you gonna say? All right, God. Hey, God, please take away this deception. Hey, God. Da, 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 da. You know, and it's gone. I can't believe silly things like that work, you know, but that's a part of my foundation. And really, like every day, getting on my knees, looking at my wall and going, hey, God, it's Leslie. Please help me stay sober today. Okay, go up about my day. That's really how I learned how to pray, you know. And somebody was like, if you have trouble getting on your knees, put your shoes way under your bed. I was like, I like that. You're a genius. You know, I probably never did it. But like, I was like, oh, I got that one in my pocket, you know. But I cannot believe, like, I remember and I am well aware of who I was when I got here. And I know today that I am not that girl, you know, and that is a gift from Alcoholics Anonymous, you know. And the fact that I believe in a higher power, you know, and I trust it. And it has given me things that like enables me to like suit up and show up for life. And I heard this a while back, you know, like, what is that one saying? Like, God doesn't give you anything you can't handle. Somebody flipped it and was like, said, life doesn't give you anything your God can't handle. Yeah, I like that. I'm going to stick with that one because I believe that, you know, like I've faced some things that yeah, that's it. No more. Thank you.
I don't like this paragraph at all. Selfishness, self-centeredness, that is ridiculous. But my favorite line is driven by 100 forms of fear. That's how I'm driven. Like, not good enough. I am good enough. I'm going to prove you wrong. I'm low esteem, high esteem. I'm afraid of spiders. I'm afraid of being seen for the truth of who I am. Do you know what I mean? Like, I am driven by those fears, and I will stand tall and lie to you and steal from you and cheat from you on you. Like, and those are the things. And then I get drunk because I can't live up to those of my own lies, my own driven ideas of who I am. And then I spend my time thinking about my selfishness, my self-centeredness. And then I love that it's the root of our troubles. And, then I love this other line. So our troubles we think are basically of our own making. That's not fair. He did this to me. 5-year-old Iran is always like, he did this to me, so I responded this way and I got him back because that's the bitch in me. anyway. Right. You know what I mean? Like, that's how I live my life. But I mean, like, I come to Alcoholics Anonymous and you guys like, God, well, God is on my list of people I don't like. Because the church said, the church said I was going to hell. So why the heck should I pray to God? There's no reason to trust in the God that already sent me somewhere. I lived in it. I'm homeless, bummed, pissed on myself. So why do that 100 forms of fear? But you guys are like, it doesn't have to be. I love that it's later, though. It says, like, the God of my, like, the what I learned as a child about God, what I learned about as a child was, this is a definite, this was, and you're going to hell for this. But what you've shown me about God, like, if I look at where God was in my life, I should have been like, there was times when I should have been like, you know, cut up and put in a bag and left for stealing the wrong drug. I mean, you know, that happens to people, right? And then like ended up like run over or dead or in jail or prison. There's a lot of things that I should have, but I didn't. I ended up like just a homeless bum and trying to live with a way to live, right? And God, I don't like God. I don't know about God. God doesn't sound like a really good answer. But it's like, but you guys would say stupid things about God. Like, why don't God be a doorknob? They're idiots. A doorknob? Come on now, really. Have you ever thought about a doorknob? Until I was 3 years sober and I turned my doorknob off and it fell off of my hand. And I was like, oh my God. Like, it made sense to me for the first time. I trusted that doorknob. I had so much faith in that doorknob that my stuff was okay. My dog was okay. My food's okay. I can walk around naked. I could lay peacefully there and have serenity. I had faith in a doorknob to protect me. So why can't I trust in something greater than myself? Why do I not believe and start this life myself? Because I'm selfish. There cannot be anything really myself. There cannot. I am the greatest mind of all time. I'm the most talented, beautiful Black man you've ever seen in your life. But that's how I live. And so I don't want to trust anything in the world to that, right? So at the end of May, my car caught on fire, like flames, fire. It's like, right? Just on fire. And I'm like, and see my character defect of like being cool, right? Which I'm really not. But my boss was stealing from my store. And so normally when I get to my store, I take about 10 minutes and I catch up on phone calls and I'm doing all the stuff, right? But this time I go, my boss is stealing from me. So I go, you know, pick on him. And when I come back out, my car is in flames. And if I would have stayed in my car, the doors would have locked because the battery and it wouldn't, right? But I'm standing there watching my car, my DJ equipment's in there, everything I've ever earned in Alcoholics Anonymous, my life is in this car, and I'm watching it. And the first thing I do is freeze up, like, oh my God, right? And then I was like, all right, God, what are we gonna do now, right? Like, that was my second thought. That's not my second thought. And then I'll tell you what happened, which I found out later because I didn't think about it. A guy was watching me. He was watching the car. He had made a video and he came in like a week later, right? And was showing me the video and he was having a conversation with me. And this is what he said. He goes, I watched you. He was like, you were a little crazy. But then by the end of it, you were laughing in your normal, happy self. And I was like, that's not me. That's God. And I was like, holy crap. Who is that? Do you know what I mean? Like, that's not a God like me. That's not my first thought or my first action. My first anything is to go to God, But I do, because it is like I feel like I don't turn my will and my life over to the care of God. I turn my life over to God in a way that's like a relationship, like a marriage. Like, all right, God, what do we have to do today? You want me to do the laundry? All right, God, I got the laundry. Do you know what I mean? Like I take that action and then I fall through. And then in that day, there's always these reminders as people show up in my life. My life changes. Like, everything happens based on the actions that I take. Am I willing to take an action? Am I willing to do something different? Am I willing to look at it different? And that's something about the selfishness and the self-centeredness. If I'm willing to look outside of myself and see where it can be helpful to someone else, I get the freedom that I wanted this whole entire time. I get the love that I want. I can't get it while thinking about this. And how you think about me, how you're looking at me, how I feel about myself, what I'm going to do. I can't get any of the freedom by thinking about myself. I can only do it when I think about you, when I take an action towards you by returning a phone call or showing up somewhere or saying, hey, yes, I'll do what you asked me to do. And when I get here, I have to, like, all of a sudden it's like, oh, it's Iran. Who cares about Iran? What can I do for you? How can I be helpful for you? Are you new? Welcome. You know what I mean? Like, those things, this delusion that I live in, that I am the center of the universe, has to be smashed. It's the idea. And I love it that it talks about it and more about alcoholism, like this idea that someday I'm going to beat the game. And it's not just with alcohol. It's that I'm going to beat the game with God. I'm going to beat the game with Alcoholics Anonymous. I have to know the truth. Once I start, I cannot stop. That means I have to do what you guys are doing. If I'm doing what you're doing and I'm living the way you want, living the way you are living, then I get freedom. But the delusion is that it's going to be different one day. It's never going to be. But what can be different today is the selfishness and self-centeredness that I live in. And that is the root of my troubles. And I've been driven by 100 forms of fear today. And every single one leads me back to you, makes a phone call, a book read, a conversation, and a moment. And every single time that fear is relieved. Why? Because God and I have a relationship today. I am with something that is greater than myself that I don't deserve, or I don't know what it is. But I know that I live with it, and it lives with me, and it loves me internally and externally with nothing but happiness. So if you're new, please find that in your life.
Thank you. We're going to continue on page 62.
Water, I don't know.
62. All right. This is the how and why of it. First of all, we had to quit playing God. It didn't work. Next, we decided that hereafter in this drama of life, God was going to be our director. He is the principal. We are his agents. He is the father. We are his children. Most good ideas are simple. And this concept was the keystone of the new and triumphant arch through which we passed to freedom.
Dude, these are so short.
Freedom. I know, for real.
I feel like that's like, yo, pay attention. Here it comes. This is the how and why of it. It's what you've been wanting to know. First off,
yes.
You're not that cool. That's what I heard. It didn't work. And then God's going to take over and be my director, the principal. We are his agents. I heard Jeremy B. share one time, and it was a game changer for me when I was new. He was like, my job's so easy. He goes, when I wake up, the day is already born. I just got to see how I fit into it and how I can help God and his children. And I was like, oh, my God, how did he come up with that? You know, dude read it out of the book, you know, and I'm like, but I hold on to that so hard, you know, like when I really do, like, just let go and let God, like, here it comes, you know, it's not instantly or anything, and I'm still sitting in pain and fear, and then I'm ready to take action, and then it comes, you know. That's just how it is for me. I don't know what y'all do, but that's really truly my experience, you know. And I get that courage and I get that strength, and I'm able to move forward, you know? And like, really, when I stop worrying about myself, like, and start helping someone else, like all that stuff Irene just talked about when we just read, like that kind of stuff, like, trickles away. And I'm like, oh, I haven't been thinking about me. It's about change, you know?
Yes.
But like that was like my fallback. And like, nowadays it's not. And I can't believe that my life is like that, you know? Like, I'm in this phase of, like, or it just started today, actually, like 7 hours ago, you know, it's that time of the month. And I'm, you're sharing. Welcome.
Okay.
But there's also been multiple things over the last few years that have just like built up, and I realized, I'm like, oh my God, my work is making me feel like I am inadequate and I am not capable and like all this crap and blah, 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 all this like negative talk, you know? And then once I get out of my head, you know, maybe say a little prayer, an intuitive thought will come and be like, your job is not what defines you, you know? And when I get in those moments of self-pity or whatever you want to call them, like, I fall back on what Jeremy said that day. You know, all I got to do is like wake up and see how I fit into the day. It truly is already born. I'm trifling. Like, the sun is up when I get up. You know, most people are doing the deal before I even roll over, you know, like. Yeah, but like, that's my design for living. That's where I get my joy today. I don't do it well. I don't do it probably as much as I need to, you know, because here's another gift of Alcoholics Anonymous. It has enabled me to go live my life. I can go anywhere and do anything today, wherever, and like not crave a drink. That's huge. I can go get another crappy job, you know, and then I can show up for that crappy job. and get fired from that crappy job. I can quit that crappy job and do whatever I want in that job. You know? But I'm going to have to deal with the consequences of how I act. You know, that's something else too. Like, so I try to be the woman of dignity and grace and courage. I have courage today. I know I do. That, like, Alcoholics Anonymous is giving, you know? Like, that's how I try to fit myself into the day. You know, I don't even remember. Oh, freedom. That was the last word of it, right? I have so much freedom today in my life, if I allow it, you know, as long as I don't get stuck in the analysis paralysis. You know, this is like my worst enemy, truly. Like, yeah, it's a drink, but like, this is what takes me there. You know, like, it's pretty gnarly to know that I have a mind that's trying to kill me and a body that won't die. But like, if I do these things, like it says it right there, you know, we've recovered from alcoholism. And that's what that means to me. And I know I talk about that every time, but that's so huge. You know, that's so huge to realize, like, there's my motivator. There's my issue, you know, and like, my God's going to help me if I allow it, you know, if I just try, you know. So I'm grateful today that I have some willingness in my life. And I've had women that have just like suited up and showed up for me, like, over the years. It is incredible, you know, and that I'm actually able to hear a speaker when I was new say something like that, and it have depth and weight, and it remains true today, you know, for me. So anyways, I don't know what time it is, but I appreciate everybody being in here tonight, and for you guys, this home group, asking us to speak again, because you've helped me stay sober another day, and I do appreciate that. So thank you.
Thank you. I was saddened when you didn't read the next paragraph, but I'm moving on with the sadness. Because that's my favorite line there. That's but this is the how and why of it, right? But God is going to be our director. He is the principal. We are his agents. He is the father, and we are his children. Most good idea. And this concept was the keystone of that simple idea, right? That's what that means. Like, that simple idea of placing myself in a position. You know, I was a guide. I was a guy who my mom gave me up the day I came out of the hospital, right? And I wanted the love of my mother so much, but my grandmother, right? My grandmother loved me. She raised me. She took care of me. She gave me everything under the sun that a child should have, you know, and she worked really hard for that, but I didn't want that. I wanted the love of this woman who could not have the concept and still doesn't understand what it is to love a child like me today. And but I chased it, and I was never going to be like my mother. I was never her ever. And I became worse than her, you know, homeless mom who pissed on herself, and she, you know, she had her things, right? And but I come back here and I tell you the story because my grandmother is my mother. She's my mother. She's today our relationship is like that. Like, she is mother. I went there like a week ago, and we were looking, she was looking for a lamp. And so I came with my phone and she said, lay on the bed. And so we laid on the bed and we got on the phone and we started looking for lamps. And about 2.5 hours later, because she's particular, as am I, and, right? But we spent 2 hours on the bed. It was a simple, simple concept. I am her son, and she is my mother. And what can I do for mom? And I'm like, if she just wants me to be on the phone with her and go through lamps and look at them and then take it down until we find something she wants, then that's what I'll do. And that's really the same exact idea of this concept of, right? He is the father. What does that mean? Today, God, what would you like me to do? You want me to go to work? Okay, I'm going to get up and go to work. I'm going to be late, though. It's okay? All right, cool. Do you know what I mean, though? But I'm going to get up and I'm going to go to work and I'm going to be like, he's like, don't yell at this child. Give him kindness. Right. You know, and like all of these things, like, here is that concept. It's that same idea. Like, I just a position to be in, and I'm in that position with my mother, and I'm in a position with my aunt and my sponsor and my friends and my coworkers. I'm in a position every single moment of my life. I'm in a position here. Right. I put myself in that position every single day. Question is, am I willing to put myself in that position with God? All right, God, what do you want me to do today? How do you want to have, that's the only position I need. And that is the simpleness of it. You know, and that with that, my sponsor, we used to sit around at his house on Sundays and we'd talk, and he loved this part. That next part was his favorite part, where he'd be like, we seriously took this position. you know? And that's where I really like understood this concept for the first time, like in that moment. You know, like we can talk all day and we can share things all day, but where I learned the most about the book and living sober were in those moments with a sponsor and the moments with sponsees where we would have these discussions and we'd ask these questions. What does that position look like? And it would always make me go, what does this position look like for me? So that I can share you what it looks like for me, right? And it gives everyone else a chance. So I will suggest if you're new, please find someone who's properly on with the facts about themselves. This means that they know that once they start, they cannot stop and they have a mind that will constantly get them drunk, who's willing to take you to the steps of alcohol, which I found to be in the book named Alcoholics Anonymous, one step at a time. Thank you for having me.
Thank you. All right, we're getting about to that time. We'll go ahead and read the last paragraph. We'll let Bill Wilson have the last word for the
evening. Ooh, nice.
On page 63. We were now at step three. Many of us said to our maker, as we understood him, God, I offer myself to thee to build with me and to do with me as thou wilt. Relieve me of the bondage of self that I may better do thy will. Take away my difficulties that victory over them may bear witness to those I would help. Thy love, thy power, and thy way of life. May I do thy will always. We thought well before taking this step, making sure we were ready, that we could at last abandon ourselves utterly to him. You guys want to do, you want to do a minute or you want to close out?
I want to do a minute. Because yeah. For me, when I was new, this prayer was so confusing. I'm like, thou? What? You know, my sponsor, the one that kicked me out of her house. She goes, hey. This is confusing for you. Just like change them. I forgot what she said. She's like, just change it to what you and me, or just make it about me, you know? And I was like, oh, okay. So I'd go back and like change the thous and the thys. And that was a game changer for me. And once again, I finally understood what I was reading. I'm so grateful that people took me through this. And one of the most powerful moments I've ever had in Alcoholics Anonymous is when that first sponsor and that grand sponsor were on both sides of me, and we knelt down and said that prayer on our home group, little church in Elizabeth City. It was one of the last times I had gone back out, or like the last time I got into step three, and they took their time, you know, and like got down and did that with me. And it's one of the most meaningful things that has happened for me, because it's, again, like they're just stopping what they're doing. They're giving to me what they've been given, you know, and like, That is like the essence of this. And I love that. And I am truly grateful. So, yeah.
Thank you. I don't know. This prayers are always horrible. Thou will die. Oh, my, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's just like, I don't know. So, but this one's like, to me, like it's over time. And each prayer, like I love later, it says, you know, the wording is optional. Make it, because this is about a personal relationship with God. So I get to set aside everything else, right? It's wording optional. This prayer is just like, hey, God, I'm broken. Build me up, you know, get me out of myself, because that self is a little too much. Help me show other people what that looks like of your love and the way of life. Can you help me? Like, it's just that simple, you know, but I didn't know it was that simple until I got with someone who showed me how simple. It's so simple, but I'm a complicated person, things ever so. And I'm unwilling to do most things, really. You know what I mean? But if you catch me willing enough to do something, I might hear something, which leads me to the freedom that you were talking, you know? And that's all I ever wanted. My whole life is free, right? Mm-hmm. But I will settle for a sense of ease and comfort that comes at once. Here, I get freedom. Even from the chapstick. Yes. Freedom that comes from taking these simple actions. And I'm all like, I love this group, and I love the way this format is. It reminds me about what the truth is in Alcoholics. It's about making this accessible to every single person, and not by one person's voice, but by many people's voices and experiences. And if you're new, please keep coming back. Please find someone and do this thing. It's a program of action. It's not a program of thinking. That's all I've got.
Thank you.
It was you and your, by the way.
I got a hand for these guys. That was amazing. We're going to pass the seventh tradition basket. There's a little scan card for the Venmo or the PayPal for you hip kids. The hip kids. So the seventh tradition states that every AA group ought to be fully self. It is both a privilege for groups and many their group office, local service. Our group endeavors to AA related announce. Are there? Go, Iran.
Oh, yes. The 24th, 25th, 6th, September, Wakefield Campfire Conference. Woo! Food, fellowship, volleyball, spades, speakers, food, speakers, food, fire. Come join us. Okay.
That's what it's like. Yeah, John.
30th speaker meeting. Most of y'all know
Maggie. Yeah. Maggie.
She'll be speaking that night. She'll be our speaker and she's taking off purple.
So thank you. Any other announcements? You know, the very next day after the September 30th candlelight is October 1st. That's a Saturday. And District 14, what's District 14? The city of Norfolk. Bum, bum, bum. Yeah. Where we all are.
Yes.
Is having a picnic at Northside Park. I think the hours are 11 to 1, but they're going to provide burgers, dogs, maybe even some vegetarian stuff. Bring a dish if you wish. Details are on tidewaterintergroup.org. There's a flyer out there. It's open to everyone. Alcoholics, Al-Anons, Alitots, Alapeople. Regular old humans, anyone can come to the District 14 picnic. Nobody's checking your ID. Is that silly?
Yes.
Okay. Any other announcements?
Oh my God.
Okay. Simple Actions is a home group. That's where we are right now. If you're interested in joining our home group or are in need of a sponsor, please hang out after the meeting. Home group members, please raise your hand. There's literature available. Over there. Please see a home group member after the meeting. If you can fold it, it's free. The books we sell at cost. If you want a book and you don't have the cost, we can work something out. Sponsorship in Alcoholics Anonymous is yours for the asking. We urge you do not delay. If you have questions or would like additional information about sponsorship, we will be available after we close the meeting. Please feel free to talk to any one of us. Or if you're shy, you can send an email to info@simpleactions.net. Reminders, please use the butt can provided outside. Please use the butt can provided outside and stay well away from the church doors. All meeting audios and recordings of upcoming events are posted on our website, simpleactions.net. And the meeting after the meeting says all are invited and encouraged to join us for fellowship at the meeting after the meeting, which will be held at Plaza del Sol. Yay. 22nd and Colonial. Just go down Colonial. If you go over the railroad tracks, you went too far. Plaza del Sol. In closing, please thank our lovely panel one more time. Welcome again to our newcomers. Please feel free to stick around and chat with us. And thank everyone who participated tonight. After the Lord's Prayer, everyone will have a chance to say thank you to Leslie and Iran again. And Morgan, would you read the last few paragraphs on page 164, please?
I'm Morgan, I'm an alcoholic.
Well,
you.
All right, thank you. I think we got enough people. How about we circle up around this table right here? And if it creeps you out, there's hand sanitizer right outside that door.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever.
Amen.
Amen. Stay. Yay.